And I think we can all agree that things are never going to be the way they used to be. I've got on the line, I've got Mary Ann Shearer. Mary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
I've got an echo in my ear, so I hope it's not going out, but we can have a conversation nevertheless.
Okay.
I want to know from you, coping during these times as a business, what have you been doing to sort of mitigate the impact of COVID-19 on your business?
Oh, gosh, it's been really, really tough. We've had to lay off some staff from our Millie Point shop because we had to close that down. We're operating from our warehouse in Gordon's Bay. We're manufacturing products and we're selling directly online. And we've been encouraging. We've got a loyalty rewards program where we pay our customers combination, when it adds up, six levels down, like 9% back on their sales, 7% on somebody they tell about our products and that person shops, and then 5% on that person, 3111. So we pay people six levels down for having told other people about our products. So we've been encouraging our database to actually spend, you have to spend at least 500 Rand a month, because you get 9% back on that, and then to find 12 other people to do that, because then you get all the money back you spent. So you'll get just over 500 Rand back in total. But in fact, if you get people on every single level, say you got five people to buy 500 Rand a month, and they each got 500 mm-hmm. people at 500 Rand, all the way down, five people at 500, six levels down, your check will be just under 100,000 Rand. You'll get back from us.
Wow.
That's how it works, because it grows exponentially. But so we've been really trying to promote that. In fact, we've been promoting it in our newsletter and telling all our customers, because it's a source of income for them, because there are a lot of people stuck at home. Mm. They've lost their jobs. They might be getting UIF, but it's not the full amount. I've heard of some people getting 38% of what the UIF is paying out because they earn over a certain level. People can't pay their school fees. People are struggling. And we've said to them, look, by helping us, you're helping yourself as well, because if you can grow, tell as many people, we're rewarding you for your loyalty. At the same time, it's helping us keep our staff employed. And I think that's the most stressful thing, is to keep our staff employed, because we know that they're all supporting families. And that's a very hard thing to deal with for us.
I think that's the reality, is that I heard the other day somebody said stability no longer exists.
No.
You have to adapt. And I think
we're having to renegotiate with our landlords. We're having to renegotiate that because, I mean, we've got a great landlord who said to us, initially he said, look, just don't pay rent for April, which saved us. I mean, but we're going to have to go back and say to him, look, we need to negotiate because things are not going to return. Both our restaurants are closed down, and what is open is our manufacturing side. So we're manufacturing our food products, and we've increased the range of frozen things. We've got frozen pizza bases and frozen corn fritters and frozen babuerti, all vegan and gluten-free babuerti and lasagna and cottage pie, all beautifully frozen, and zucchini lasagnas, and we've got ice cream, we've got bread rolls, we've come up with the most amazing, we've got one of our customers, an amazing baker, and she's helped us develop our gluten-free bread so that it tastes like real bread.
Wow.
It's light and spongy, and we've got bread rolls, and we've got, we were testing our mixes. We've got a carrot cake, a gluten-free carrot cake mix, to which you just add liquid.
Ooh.
You pop it in the oven and it's ready, and a gluten-free banana bread mix. And it's delicious and spongy and light, and normal gluten-free stuff is so heavy and awful to actually eat. This tastes like mainstream stuff. So we've come up with a lot of innovative ideas and plans, and we're working very hard. We are not having a break. My husband Mark and I have been working flat out since the beginning of the lockdown, and sometimes it feels like we're running in the same spot, but we've got amazingly loyal customers that have been supporting us, and we're trying to support them. Just this morning I got a phone call from a guy. He said to me, my wife's birthday is tomorrow and she's desperate for your products, and are you opening again? We've got to go to Millie Point. I said, no, go online and order everything online.
I think that's the big thing, is that not to go and sit down in a corner and go, oh, woe is me, but to work on plans and new products and adapt with an online service, which I know that we're using online services a lot more than we used to.
Yeah. And the luxury of sitting and wallowing and thinking like, oh, the government and the South Africa and the world, and honestly, I've been into those dark places, but it does nothing for you. It doesn't help you. And it's, we can't afford the luxury of doing that because we have no backup. You know what I mean? It's just we'd barely recovered from, we hadn't even fully recovered from the fire that wiped out our warehouse 2.5 years ago, and we were just starting to get to a place where, okay, maybe we can just breathe a little bit, and then this thing came, and we were like, totally unprepared. I mean, who is prepared for something like this? You have to think outside of the box. You've just got to think, what do people need? People need the services, otherwise you wouldn't have been in business in the first place. Yeah.
And I also think that right now, one of the things, and we had this discussion this morning with friends and family overseas, and they said to us, but, you know, can you get takeaways, or can you go and get, and we said, no, everything that we're eating, we're making ourselves. And I think the fact that you're doing frozen meals and things like that is just the idea that one doesn't have to cook, you can just pop it in an oven, sounds like bliss right now.
It is. Mix in some almond milk and some olive oil and shove it in the oven, you got a carrot cake. I mean, and it's really delicious stuff. You're not talking about horrible. It doesn't taste like box stuff. It tastes like homemade, delicious, light. Oh, my word. It's an exciting time, but a frightening time we're living in. And it's a time of innovation, and really that's what we've all got to do, is think completely outside of our little boxes and think about how can we do things differently. And it's not easy in the beginning, but there's a lot of stuff online. There's a lot of people online that do inspirational talks. So, you know, the fact that we have the internet, had this happened years ago when we didn't have the internet and we didn't have YouTube, it's not so easy. Wouldn't have been that easy to get inspiration in a hurry, you know?
I quite agree with you there. Absolutely. And just seeing what other people are doing. And I want to ask you, and my final question for today, what are you going to take away from this lockdown?
What am I taking away from it?
For the future. And you know,
the bottom line for me and both my husband, because we're well into our 60s and feel like we're starting our business again, that there's one thing that nobody can take away from you, and that's your health. You can lose all your money, you can lose everything you own, people can die around you, but your health you're completely in charge of. And the very fact that we are focused on living healthy lifestyles is one of the major things that's carrying us through, because we have energy, we're able to sleep properly at night, we're not on any medication, we're not dependent on any system. We've taken full control of our health. And knowing that, we know that if we were to get sick, it would be mild and we'd recover quickly, because we deal with people that some of the people we know have actually got corona and they're living overseas. One guy in France wrote to us, and the other one's in Connecticut, and they were over it within like a week from going on raw and juicing, because they really had a healthy immune system, so they were able to defend themselves. And that's our number one, because you can have all the money in the world and die early of a disease that you could have. You know, just, I know I'm taking up a bit of time, but I think it's important. The new research came out from the New York study on, because it was a really bad, the whole of state of New York and city of New York is really badly hit. And they were comparing it to Italy, which is another country that was really badly hit. And the same things came out. The people, 99% of the people that have got the virus and have ended up in hospital very, very ill, all of them have pre-existing health conditions, and the number one is high blood pressure.
Wow.
And that's a lifestyle disease. That's not something you catch.
Yeah.
It's from your lifestyle. And then it was diabetes and then obesity. All of those are lifestyle-related issues. So our health is our priority, and that's the one thing you can take control of. Even if the world's falling apart, you can take control of your health.
Mary Ann, wise words as always. I thank you so much for your time and your wisdom. And we'll speak again. I just want to ask you quickly, online, how do people get hold of you online? Because I want to go and look at all those mails.
Online is www.mary-ann with no E, Ann-S. So it's Mary-Ann-S for Shearer, MaryAnns.com.
Fantastic. I'm certainly going to go and take a look at that myself.
All right. Okay, great.
Have a wonderful day, Mary Ann. Stay safe.
Stay well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Mary Ann Shearer there with some wise words and how to be innovative and stay and take yourself out of your box to find the solutions that you need to cope during this lockdown. This is Radio Helderberg 93.6 FM.